The following is a repeat presentation of the Learning English show, American Mosaic. The program was first broadcast in June.
Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today on the show, we hear new music from Coldplay. And Washington, D.C. now has a Ferris wheel. We will tell you all about it. But first, a report on a young Chinese immigrant who is expert in a very old art from her homeland. The Chinese art of paper cutting has a long history. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization has recognized the art, called Jianzhi, on its intangible cultural heritage list. But Jianzhi is at risk of disappearing. Katie Weaver tells us about a Chinese immigrant to the United States who hopes to bring the art back to life.
Voyo Wu loves paper cutting.
It's called a dragon boat racing.
And she works hard to celebrate the ancient art form.
The earliest paper cutting was found in China 1,500 years ago.
On a recent Saturday, Ms. Wu held a paper cutting show at a shopping center near Washington. She demonstrated the art for hours to crowds at the center.
I really like it. I get so much fun and peace doing it. So I'm just hoping that more people will learn about this art that's kind of dying and enjoy it like I do.
Voyo Wu began to study the art of Jianzhi as a 14-year-old in her hometown in southeastern China. She says all the students at school had to learn the art, but she says she discovered a special love for it. So her teacher gave her extra training after class.
It was actually a mandatory art class for everybody, but I just found a special passion for it. So my teacher, she was willing to give me extra tutoring after class to train me in paper cutting.
Later, she won second prize in a national painting and calligraphy competition.
Paper is the easiest material that you can find. You can just turn it into a beautiful, intricate art. I think it's like magic to me.
Ms. Wu came to the U.S. after she finished college in 2008. Soon after, she became involved in an event to support and expand understanding of Chinese paper cutting. She has been invited to demonstrate the art at a wide collection of events. She also has shown her skill at famed museums like the Smithsonian Institution's Freer and Sackler Art Galleries in Washington.
I saw so many people coming to me and asking me. They were amazed. I think that it's important to promote the art form to American people or anyone who's interested. And then maybe it will lead to another thriving of this art form back in China.
Ms. Wu says paper cutting represents Chinese cultural values, history, and stories of people's lives. She uses the art as a tool to present Chinese culture to people who know little about it.
People, when they see it, they ask, what's the story behind this? And that's when the opportunity knocks, when you can actually explain to them, for example, what is the Chinese Lantern Festival?
Ms. Wu placed examples of her art around her as she demonstrated paper cutting at the shopping center. Some shoppers, like Anne Russ, took part in a workshop. Ms. Russ was struck by the finely detailed nature of the work. She said it put her at ease.
So I would like to know about Chinese art specifically. It's very delicate, and I like the focus that it requires. It just takes me out of everything when you have to concentrate on something very closely. It's almost relaxing to put that much effort into it.
Fo-Yo Wu says Chinese art is for all people.
It's amazing how Chinese art can resonate, can echo with people from other cultural backgrounds.
I'm Katie Weaver.
Ferris wheels are very tall, rounded structures that move in circular motion from top to bottom. They are commonly found at carnivals and amusement parks. People ride them for fun, although they don't go really fast like a roller coaster. Ferris wheels also provide riders with a great look at their surroundings. A new Ferris wheel, known as the Capitol Wheel, is doing just that in the Washington area. The structure stands 55 meters above the Potomac River. It is one of the few observation Ferris wheels in the world that is right on the water. LaShonda Johnson lives in the area. She says she got a new look at the city she knows well.
So the Capitol and all the historical museums and traffic, it was just peaceful.
The National Harbor is home to the Ferris wheel. The harbor is just outside Washington in Oxon Hill, Maryland. It is a new public center with shops, restaurants, and hotels, and now a Ferris wheel. The wheel has 42 cars, or gondolas, with heating and cooling systems. It can hold 336 riders. Kent Digby is operations director for the National Harbor. He says the Ferris wheel is very different from an amusement park ride. The idea is for people to enjoy some calming moments.
Well, it's very smooth, so you really, if you weren't paying too much attention, you wouldn't really notice that you're moving. And that's all part of trying to make people comfortable and make sure that they understand that they're very safe.
The cost is $15 per person for a 15-minute ride. Mark Poliquin, who came from the state of Connecticut with his family, says the ride was worth it.
Top of the line, air-conditioned cabs, they got music playing.
The $15 million machine was built in the United States. Some of the parts are from Germany, and the gondolas came from Switzerland. It is similar to the London Eye Ferris wheel in Britain's capital. The London Eye was the world's tallest Ferris wheel until 2006. Now, that honor belongs to the high roller Ferris wheel that recently opened in Las Vegas, Nevada. It stands 167 meters in the air. The next tallest is the Singapore Flyer in Singapore, followed by the Star of Nanchang in China. Bulgarian Yavor Todorov says his children wanted to go on a ride, but he admits he had a good time as well.
It's exciting. You can see the whole Washington, D.C.
Each gondola seats 8 people, except for one special VIP car, which holds 4. There, for $50 per person, you can bring a bottle of wine.
I call it our little Ferrari. It's all red and black leather, and it's pretty slick with wine coolers and its own pop-up TV. And I'm sure more than one person will get engaged on a ride.
Kent Digby says the light show on the Ferris wheel is another treat. He says the lights can be made to go on and off in thousands of different orders.
1,600,000 lights, and they can light up in any different color of the rainbow.
The Capitol Wheel is open every day. Up to 800,000 people are expected to take the ride the first year. Recently, we got a letter from China. 26-year-old Judge Young asked if we could talk about and play some music from Coldplay on American Mosaic. Anna Mateo is here to meet that request.
The British band Coldplay hit the airwaves around the turn of the millennium. Their first album, Parachutes, was released in 2000. The group had a major hit with the song Yellow.
Look at the stars, look how they shine.
Singer Chris Martin leads Coldplay. Johnny Buckland is lead guitarist. Guy Berryman plays bass. And Will Champion is the band's drummer. Chris Martin recently said that Coldplay is successful because its members work well together. He said he does not know where the song ideas come from. But he says once they do come, the band builds on the ideas, together, layer by layer. Martin likened it to building a car. He also said the fact that the band always shared all the money and all the credit has helped avoid disputes. Coldplay released its sixth studio album, Ghost Stories, last month. Critic Karen Gantz of Rolling Stone magazine suggested the ghost of the album is Chris Martin's wife, actress Gwyneth Paltrow. In March, the two announced that they were ending their marriage. The first song is called Always in My Head. Critic Josh Terry of Consequence of Sound is not as excited by Ghost Stories, but he does praise a few songs, including Another's Arms.
Late night watching TV, used to be here beside me, used to be your arms around me, your body on my body. When the world means nothing to
Coldplay is currently touring around the world. They performed in Paris at the end of May. In the next few weeks, they will appear in Tokyo, Sydney, and London. We leave you with A Sky Full of Stars from the new Coldplay album, Ghost Stories.
'Cause you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. 'Cause you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars. 'Cause you light up the path.
I'm June Sims. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.